Biden, Trudeau sign deal to manage U.S.-Canada illegal migration. By Neil Munro on March 24, 2023. President Joe Biden's deputies have drafted a deal with Canada's Justin Trudeau that allows both countries to quickly return economic migrants who cross the U.S.-Canada border. The deal allows the pro-migration leaders of both countries to loudly declare they are curbing and managing chaotic illegal migration, even as they quietly pull millions of poor foreign migrants into their societies and economies. The cross-border deal is likely to suppress the growing illegal flow of Indian migrants into the United States, and the growing flow of Haitians into Canada. However, the deal includes loopholes that can be expended or reduced by mid-level officials, usually without any media coverage. For example, Canada agreed to take 15,000 migrants a year from the United States, on top of its massive legal inflow that has flatlined wages and spiked housing costs across the nation. In 2022, Canada imported 1 million migrants into a nation of 38 million people. The nation-changing flow added 3 migrants for every birth. In the United States, Biden's team pulled in roughly 3 migrants for every 4 U.S. births during 2022, mostly via illegal migration across the southern border. The Washington Post reported on the Safe Third Country Agreement. Under the current U.S.-Canada Migration Pact, which went into effect in 2004, asylum seekers who enter Canada at official land border crossings are sent back to the United States, and vice versa. But the agreement has not applied to unofficial crossings along the 5,500-mile border. The number of asylum seekers crossing into Canada at those unofficial points of entry rose sharply under President Donald Trump, and the rate has not abated under Biden. Nearly 40,000 asylum seekers crossed into Canada from the United States in 2022, the most since Canada began tracking the number in 2017. The Safe Third Country term is part of asylum law. It is used to describe situations where officials are allowed to quickly deny asylum claims after migrants move through safe countries. In this case, the U.S. would be allowed to quickly deny an implausible claim for asylum by an economic migrant who has arrived in the United States after moving through the safe countries of Mexico and Canada. Similarly, Canada would be allowed to deny asylum claims from Haitians who reach Canada by moving through the United States. The growing flow of southbound illegal migrants was reported by the Toronto Star on March 9. Last month, Rajinder Pal Singh, a U.S. citizen, pleaded guilty to smuggling and money laundering charges in an elaborate scheme to shuttle migrants from India to British Columbia, across the border into Washington state and then to destinations throughout the United States. Singh directed migrants from Canada into the U.S. using a real-time tracking application, then arranged for individuals to be picked up by unsuspecting Uber drivers and taken to safe houses. He admitted to arranging some 600 trips using 17 different Uber accounts between mid-2018 and his arrest in May 2022, according to his February 15 plea agreement. In wiretap recordings from January 2022, Singh was heard talking about the need for someone to house and transport his clients in Canada. "After that, the entire effing game is in our hands," he said, according to the criminal complaint. "It's totally safe." But the diplomatic deal does not address another growing problem for ordinary Americans: the growing legal migration of Indian-born workers into the United States via the uncapped TN for white-collar workers and the E2 visa for franchise managers. Fortune 500 companies are using the legal route to import a wide variety of white-collar TN visa workers, often for jobs in software, manufacturing, nursing, and healthcare that are also needed by American graduates. Farm employers also import TN workers because they are cheaper than U.S. graduates. The inflow of Indian E2 franchise managers is diverting entrepreneurship opportunities from young Americans who want to start a business. It is also spiking the flow of illegal Indian workers who are hoping to get jobs at Indian-run hotels, shops, and gas stations. In December 2021, Breitbart News reported one Indian-born hotel operator who told the Washington Post that he should be allowed to import very cheap workers from India. Hesit Patel's business plan depended on cheap migrant labor, according to what he told the Washington Post. His struggle to find cheap labor felt like a blow to his whole notion of what made America great. An immigrant from India, He believed that the health of the U.S. economy was protected by a constant refreshing of the workforce, an injection of striving immigrants willing to take on some of the unpleasant jobs that many Americans are loath to do, like cleaning, his, hotel rooms. "I can't compete with the warehouses for wages," Patel said. "The government should let us get people from India, even just for 6 months. The government has to realize there are certain job categories that American people don't want to do anymore." The Post did not explain how Patel would import temporary workers from caste-divided India, where half the workers earn less than $100 per week. But the B1/B2 visa is used by some Indians to legally visit for 6 months and illegally work while they are in the United States. So, without a supply of very cheap workers from his home country, Patel reluctantly raised Americans' wages from $8.50 to nearly $11 an hour and offered more flexible schedules, the Post reported. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.